There's six pots. We had about 50 to 60 people show up to help make them over the 2 days and then paint them. People came as far away as Rifle, and as close as down the road. But it's been a very exciting process getting both cultures really involved in creating art together.
And soon we'll also be installing the mosaic table. Could you describe the table?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Shannon Muse is leading it up at Paradise Glass. And I'd say we've had over 35 people participate in making it so far. It is a beautiful sun moon image in the middle of it, surrounded by lots of really colorful squares that individuals got to make. So people forever can go by and say, "Hey, I made that square, I made that piece." A beautiful poem in English and Spanish borders the table. It's hard to describe. It's very colorful, very beautiful, and made by so many hands.
And even once the table and the hammocks and all of these pots are installed, there's a lot more to come, including a giant sculpture, right?
That's right. We still have the story sculpture. We're looking for someone who can make some macrame hammocks right now. And a few other art installations will happen out at the Latino Folk Art Garden. We're going to have a celebration of the whole Rio Grande Art Way along with True Nature and their gardens in Kiva on August 19th. People want to stay tuned and look at pictures, including pictures of the table or the pots. They can go to carbondalecreativedistrict.com.
What time are you meeting this weekend to do the work?
Sunday, July 8th, 2 to 5, we will be out at the Latino Folk Art Garden. It's located at 8th Street and the Rio Grande Trail in Carbondale. We'll have food and drink and plants and laughter, tools. If you have work gloves, bring them, but we'll have some there. And hopefully, we can all get finished and then maybe go enjoy some music in the park or something like that.
Thank you so much, Amy Kimberly.
Thank you.